From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korean diplomat Han Tae-sung warned Tuesday his country is preparing more gift packages for the U.S. because of its reckless provocation and futile attempts to pressure Pyongyang. He spoke through an interpreter.
The U.S. imposed nuclear threats and blackmail for more than half a century against my country, DPRK, with a ceaseless political and military pressure and economic sanctions.
His comments came a day after the UN Security Council met to consider what to do in the wake of Sunday's sixth North Korean nuclear detonation, a blast Japan said produced a yield of 70 kilotons. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to the major powers to seek a unified political solution.
And I welcome yesterday's meeting of the Council. The unity of the Council is crucial in addressing the crisis. And that unity also creates an opportunity to engage diplomatically to decrease tensions, increase confidence, and prevent any escalation, all aimed at the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
At the White House, spokesperson Sarah Sanders said the U.S. wants to pressure, not dialogue with Pyongyang.
We've also said that everybody, including Russia, including China, need to do more to address the threat. This is a global threat, and everybody needs to take part in putting pressure on North Korea.
The U.S. is lobbying for another Security Council resolution with tougher sanctions, but it's unclear that would be supported by China and Russia. Kenya's election commission says different staff will be in charge of the October 17 presidential election, a ballot prompted by last week's Supreme Court ruling invalidating the August 8 ballot over widespread irregularities. Opposition leader Raila Odinga set conditions for his participation, including the sacking of several commission members. This is VOA News.